NPR's Linda Wertheimer is in Phoenix, Arizona, and she joins us from a watering hole called Chevron's there. We should point out that this is the first time that Arizona has had a primary this early in the season. The polls are still open for almost another 2 hours, I guess. Linda, the governor moved it up to get some more attention for the state and for issues. Do Democrats consider that a success?
Absolutely. I think they think it's a big success. Almost all of the candidates have been here. They were here repeatedly during the summer and fall. And after Iowa, they were a little thin on the ground. But then at the very end of the primary season, just the other night, they all came to a Latin American event, a LULAC meeting. Everybody came but John Edwards and Al Sharpton. And then there was a big rally for John Kerry. So they had the candidates here in the last days. They were all over the television. They feel that Arizona's issues were brought to the fore. The test of the West, I think the governor thinks, is a huge success.
In the Southwest, Democrats think of tonight as Latino Tuesday. What are their ambitions, actually, for a Latino turnout in this primary in Arizona?
They have the turnout in all of Arizona is expected to be low for this primary because so many people were not prepared for the fact that there is a primary and that it happens so early. But Latino voters comprise about 25% of the population of Arizona. Almost all, a solid majority of them are Democrats. They were looking at a very low possible turnout of something in the vicinity of 10%. It seems to have been, anecdotally, it seems to have been higher than that, possibly because the people who are bringing out the Latino vote are the leaders in the community. Each one of them seems to have signed up with a different candidate. You know, one congressman with Kerry, another congressman with Dean, one of the city council members, the only Hispanic on the city council, with Lieberman, and each of their camps and their colleagues and their friends have signed on with them. So it has not only it sort of magnified the influence of these particular Hispanic politicians, but mm-hmm. I think it sort of energized the Hispanic community and brought out that vote. We'll see.
Just briefly, Linda, you mentioned the issues. The people there wanted to have attention paid to the issues for Arizona Democrats. What are those issues for Arizona Democrats?
They have to do with some of the issues that are particular to the Western environment, what happens to the big national parks, what happens with mining and water and air quality. They're also interested in various kinds of land use issues. Immigration is big out here. There are a variety of issues which are, of course, national issues. The economy is important. The war in this state, which has a huge number of veterans, one of the people that I talked to this week reminded me, she said during the Vietnam War, all of our Hispanic kids were not in college. They didn't get deferments, so they went. There are a lot of Vietnam vets around here, and I think that made the war an issue. You know, there have been a mm-hmm. lot of kids in Iraq, a lot of kids lost in this war, and so that's a very big one for Arizona. But, of course, the big issue here, as far as I can tell from talking to voters, is the same as it was in with Democrats in New Hampshire, and that is they want to beat President Bush.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
NPR's Linda Wertheimer talking to us from Arizona, from Phoenix. And, of course, we'll have some news of the results of the Arizona primary later in the evening after the polls close there.